Some of y'all have stopped dreaming. Some of you have allowed your dreams to be robbed and stripped from you. But I'm telling you that it's time. Y'all come to the front row. I need to see your face. It's time to dream again. John Maxwell defines a dream as an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions, and empowers you to do everything you can to achieve that dream. It is possible. And I'm working from the premise each and every Sunday of this. And that premise is that God has made a deposit in you. And since God has made a deposit in you, then you owe God a return on his deposit. I said something right there. Yeah. God has made a deposit in you. If you have a gift, then that's God's deposit in you. If you have a dream, then that's God's deposit in you. If you have desires, that's God's deposit in you. If you have aspirations and a passion for something, then that's God's deposit in you. If you have talents and ability, that's God's deposit in you. And since God has made a deposit in you, then you owe God a return on his investment. Mm-hmm. Hit your neighbor and say, I owe God something. Hit the other neighbor, that was the wrong one, and tell him, I owe God something. And you may say, Pastor, listen, I don't really have a dream. I got two left feet. I really don't have a talent. I don't desire much of anything. I don't have great abilities. Well, let me put it like this. If you don't have anything, the fact that you are breathing right now means that God has made a deposit of his breath in your body. I wish I had somebody right there. And since God has deposited his breath in your body, then you owe God a return on your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit that excited neighbor and say, I owe God something. I owe God something. It's time to dream again. Why? Because with men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And just because your dream has been deferred, it does not mean that your dream is denied. I wish I had somebody right there. Shout, it is possible. Yeah, just because it has not happened yet, it does not mean that it's not possible. Somebody shout, it is possible. Just because it did not work out the last few times you tried it, it does not mean that it's not possible. Somebody shout, it is possible. Yeah, Aaliyah said, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. Hit somebody and say, try again. Why? Because it is possible. Yeah, with God, all things, y'all better help me preach in here. That all means everything is included. It's an inclusive word. All things are possible. There is no impossibilities within the realm of God. And if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. With God, all things are possible. Not with your intellect, but with God. Not with your machinations and your manipulations, but with God. Not with your willpower, for he says it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. But with God, all things are possible to him who does what? Believe. Now the question is then, what do you believe? What do you believe? Not about the thing that you are believing God for, but what do you believe about your God? Mm-hmm. Because I find that we become discouraged and frustrated because we have focused our belief on the wrong thing. Our faith is on the object or the thing that we are believing God for. And once you do that, you can no longer be objective about the possibilities. You become subjective because you are fixated on the thing that you are believing God for. But the object of your faith cannot be on the object. The object of your faith has to remain on God. That way, if it doesn't work the first time, my faith wasn't in that in the first place. My faith was in God.